This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Future can be extremely bright. A world where every human is able to flourish and prosper so they can enjoy the world in a way God intended. However, the future can also be very dark. Which path society ends up going down is dependent on you and I together. Yes, you watching this video. You see, what you have to realize is that you're part of something so vast that it's hard to comprehend. I know when you look at an evil and large group of powerful individuals, you may think, what difference does it make what I say or what I do? And that's exactly what these sick and twisted elites with a demonic agenda want you to think. They want you to think that you don't matter, but you do. In fact, you're amazing. And that their plan is invincible, but it's not. They're not invincible. If enough people take matters into their own spiritual and personal hands and make the decision that they can make a difference, and they can fight back against the corrupt powers in charge, then without a doubt, we can defeat these power-hungry elites. Now, the question is, how do we do this? How can you make sure they don't win? Well, that's why I'm here talking to you today. I urge you to do what's right and prepare yourself today. Make no mistake about it, we're currently in an all-out war for freedom, a war against our free will and our consciousness, and this war is only going to get more intense as time goes on, because they know humanity's awakening. Do you want to be remembered as the person that fought back and defended their freedom and others' freedom, or do you want to be remembered as the person who sat on the sidelines waiting to see what happened? And once you make that decision, you'll realize that you're now a champion fighting for all of our freedom.
Begin your journey to true freedom today at ResetWars.com.
Inside you, like me, fire is burning. Something needs to change.
I just want to reach out and give a recommendation to Reset Wars. It's really powerful.
Reset Wars was absolutely amazing and eye-opening and revolutionary.
If you want to change your life for the better, I highly recommend this.
Alex, thank you very much for putting the course together. I found it to be awesome. It was worth it to me.
You have taken ancient wisdom and ancient knowledge and crystallized it with scientific facts.
This isn't about Alex Jones. So what you're about to see is a lengthy, powerful, well-documented spectrum of information and experiences and understanding that the power structure is censoring and is definitely afraid of.
To think the way we were intended to think by God. That's what this series is about.
Reset Wars has been a great tool during this time of uncertainty, and it has rejuvenated my hope.
It's been helping me a lot with a lot that's going on in my life.
Everybody needs to purchase this product and watch it and then share the information far and wide.
There is an awakening. Join in to help yourself and others to wake up.
Reset Wars has been a great tool in both recapping what I've come to already know and also learn new material.
I'm not disappointed. I plan on sharing it with as many people as possible.
I hear you coming more and more with that, and I feel it more and more. It's moving me.
We need to have courage and focus in order to accomplish that mission, and I felt like I got a lot of that from Reset Wars as well.
The confidence and hope gained from Reset Wars is priceless.
This isn't magic. This is the real code of the universe, or what Max Planck 120 plus years ago called the Matrix.
Start your journey to true freedom now at ResetWars.com.
I want to thank everybody that has gotten the course, those folks that did amazing reviews. God bless you. And it really is incredibly powerful information, and it funds the InfoWar. So thank you all for your support. It's 50% off right now at ResetWars.com.
For only 72 hours, our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com. There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological, spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. ResetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off, and your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out. It's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, we now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to open the phones up here today, specifically on what you think about the state of the world and what you think they're going to do about Biden and their whole globalist program falling apart. Now, I had said I was going to take some calls today, and I'm going to take some limited ones because we have some major breaking news concerning the Pentagon AI project confirming massive death and illnesses from those taking the shots. So a guest is going to pop in with that information at the bottom of the hour. Then I'll continue on with some of your calls. And then we also have a former NBA player who's been very outspoken about the Uyghur situation, the censorship in the NBA. Joining us coming up for part of the third hour as well, ahead of Paul Joseph Watson. But the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. We're doing first-time callers again, 877-789-2539. And let's just get about 7-8 callers on the board, so I'll be able to get to those. And I want to hear from them, but I can't get to any more than that because there's some big news broke that we didn't know about that we've got to get on air. So I want to take your calls. And I want to tell listeners again, starting in March, just like we did last Saturday for 2 hours, commercial-free, took like 20 phone calls, had three guests on, quick, bam, 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 members of Parliament, you name it, up covering the trucker convoy, Ezra Levant and others. I'm going to be doing at least two nights a week and at least on Saturday, most Saturdays, and a lot of times on Sundays as well, a separate show, so at least three times a week, that are going to be commercial-free podcast for people, and then folks are going to be able to tune in and just call in and just take call after call after call after call. Nothing against talk radio. I love it. We're on over 300 radio stations. They tried to deplatform us and take us off air. We only survived as we built back up our internet presence because of the AM/FM stations. They're awesome. And the average radio show has 14 minutes of ads an hour, and that's what we have, 14 minutes of ads an hour. And it's great. It helps our affiliates, helps sponsors, all that. I'm going to keep doing this show I've been doing for 25 years in this slot, 24 and a half years syndicated, yeah, in this slot. Talk radio needs to continue on, but as people migrate away from it, as it contracts, as it shuts down, except for a few major stations and a few major markets in the next 5-10 years, maybe even sooner, we will then move and segue into a pure, quote, podcast format, if we're even still here, if we're able to back the globalists off, stop them, slow them down. You know, it's all in God's will, but we trust in God, but we roll away from the rocks, as Hunter S. Thompson said, or that's kind of a ripoff of the Bedouin saying, trust in God, but tie up your camel. God helps those that help themselves. So that's where we are right now, and I sit here looking at all this news I've got, and I went into a rant about the FBI director saying he suddenly discovered Chinese spies when we're just totally overrun. He was too busy saying white people are inherently bad. And the ADL spouting Hitlerian talking points for school children. I have the training manuals right here that being white is inherently bad. and that you have guilt as a white person, original sin. I mean, this is just absolutely outrageous. ADL teaching school children only white people can be racist. They train the police departments. They train the public school children as young as 5 years old that they're bad because they're white. I just can't think of a more abusive, sickening evil. And I don't want to dislike the ADL. I don't want to have people divided off of Judaism and the rest of it. But the ADL is a leftist group that lives off of racism and division and that lives off of people attacking Jews. And so that's going to make their business better to brand the New World Order and all the evil stuff it's doing as an ADL enterprise when it's not. And then you try to oppose any of the evil going on, transgender training for kids, drag queen story time, open borders, forced injections, and the ADL's out there pushing censorship and control and billions of dollars of bots spying on where you go and what you do on Twitter and Instagram and reporting it back and putting reports out about where the general public goes and helping publish names of concealed carry owners. I mean, you're a bunch of crazy, horrible bullies that know you are, and you're making your move against America. And I look at the tactics Hitler used, race-based systems, gangs, thuggery, de-platforming, de-banking, and it's just wild to watch George Soros, who worked for Hitler, now help finance and run the ADL, literally brand America as Hitler. I mean, we didn't work for Hitler, dude. We don't like Hitler like you. We don't create Hitlerian policies everywhere. And, of course, George Soros knows that. He's a complete psychotic, sociopathic devil. It's just mind-blowing to realize that's going on. And I, you know, you go off into the whole race division, divide and conquer, tribalism crap, and it just gives you a headache. That's why I try to just stay out of it and away from it and just expose the operations of the globalists. But, man, we got to protect our children from these race baiters, from these cult leaders. We've got to protect them from these deadly shots. We've got to protect them from what these sinister establishment people are doing. We have to recognize there's always been evil people in the world, every race, color, and creed. They get together and they organize themselves to control good people. And good people have to organize themselves with a basic code of freedom and liberty and then live by it and not let monster authoritarians tell us we're all bad because we're white, so we have to bow down and worship Black Lives Matter as the new religion. When it's not even black people. It's a weird, rich communist group that's got $6 million communist command bases and $4 million airfields. And it's all horrible, selfish people appointing themselves as the priest above you and saying they're good and they're pure and they will show you how to be a good person if you submit to them. It's truly disgusting. All right, let's take a phone call right now. Let's go ahead and talk to folks in Pennsylvania. Tim in Pennsylvania, go ahead. I know they didn't go to you right away, Tim. It's okay. Go ahead now and try.
Hey, you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I just like, I don't know, this world is going crazy, but I just want to like bring up a point, you know. You bring up a point about the ADL, man. It's like we have to have an honest discussion. Like if you look at like the COVID stuff, I mean, so many of these people are Jewish, man.
Well, yeah, the head of Pfizer is Jewish, and is Bill Gates Jewish? I mean, my point is there's a lot of Jews opposing the tyranny. I mean, it's in fact, I'd say there's a predominant number for their racial number of, what, 2% or whatever. I'd say there's an oversampling of Jews fighting this tyranny as well.
I agree. I mean, it's pretty sad. Like, I have some Jewish friends, but, I mean, it seems like...
I mean, let's just say this. Jews, on average, are in the game. And some are in the game for the bad guys, and some are in the game for the good guys. That's why I judge people off what they do themselves. That's why I'm mad at the ADL. They want to organize us into racial groups and tell me I'm bad because I'm white. No, you're Hitler telling me I'm bad because of what I'm color am. You are Hitler. You are Hitler, not me. Don't you project your weird Hitler crap on me, ADL.
I agree. I'm totally with you. I think, though, it's important to look at, you know, the precepts of Talmudic Judaism. They really are a supremacist kind of organization. It's not like the rabbinical. It's not the Torah. Like Dr. Zelenko.
Well, I mean, if you read the Old Testament, it's go out and kill everybody that worships Moloch and eats their children. I mean, look, that's kind of manifest destiny for America. Every group that has done anything has said, we're the best, we're going to do this. And so, yes, but I mean, I like the Old Testament. And I mean, I think what I'm reading there is, hey, these people are eating their kids. Let's wipe them out. I mean, instead, we have the leftists that literally want to eat the kids running things now. I mean, look, you're either pagan or you believe in God. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. But Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And I think all our problems would go away if people would just accept Jesus Christ as the Son of God. You know, the Muslims and
Yes, absolutely. And accept God consciousness, become conscious of God and God's will.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we just got to be more, we got to stop being afraid to call out the bad actors in each group, you know.
Absolutely. Listen, I mean, look, the media doesn't give it attention. You know how many Jews call out the ADL? You think they want that group representing them? I mean, you think the KKK represents me? No, they don't.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Calls, and we have a special guest joining us, former NBA star, current MMA fighter, who's doing a great job standing up against globalist genocide. There's been some very exciting developments. I was already intending to talk about Melinda French Gates today and tie it into Jeff Zucker and how all of the pedophilia stuff started to come out, because we never knew if she herself was a eugenicist, and she never made statements about wanting to exterminate black people. And folks always wondered if she was a beard for Gates, not because he could be homosexual or bisexual, but a beard just to make it look like he's married and a family man. But she is really coming out against Gates. And so she's now pulling her money out of the foundation. So that is a big, big, big deal. So that's coming up. Right now, let's go to Stewie in Illinois with a point about the U.N. Charter. Now, Biden invited the U.N. and NATO in. I want to find out more. We'll talk to Lisa and Josh after him. Stewie, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, man, it's good to talk to you. All right, so I just learned this, and this kind of blew my mind a little bit. Article 6 of our Constitution says any treaty that we will make becomes part of the supreme law of the land. Now, Article 48 and 49 of the UN Charter requires all member nations to carry out the decisions of the Security Council to maintain the maintenance of international peace and security. Now, Biden invited these people in, and I believe that's all part of the Disarm America movement, and he was saying it was to investigate racism. He did that earlier in the year. This is what I want you to think about that.
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. All of this is about the UN being in charge. Remember what Loretta Lynch did right before Obama left office 5.5 years ago? Remember what happened? They went to the UN and had a strong cities convention. Henry Kissinger was there. George Shultz was there. They had tears in their eyes. And they signed the U.S. cities under U.N. control and promised to fire the police and bring in U.N.-approved police through a process called mutualization. And Schwarzenegger gave a speech saying, we're going to bring in the control for the carbon tax to the cities. Doesn't matter what presidents do or Congress. And so this is how they're taking over everything, is the UN, which is, again, just the front group for the big corporations. And now you see that openly where, you can't say ivermectin works. Doesn't matter if it's a major study. The UN doesn't allow that. They're the boss.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. And when I heard he was inviting them in to combat our racism, which is all completely made up, I mean, that's just going to be the way that they try to disarm American citizens.
That's right. Well, we forget that last year he, quote, brought in the UN to oversee the southern and northern border and brought them in to help combat racism in America. Oh, world government that runs around running slave camps and exploiting third world labor, especially Africa, and starves people to death. Come in and teach us. Teach us how to not be bad, UN.
Yeah, 100%, man. So well, I just learned that kind of blew my mind. I had one more question, too, and that's unrelated. You guys still doing Summerfest? Because I know you guys have been going through hell lately with all that.
We're still doing what?
Summerfest.
Summerfest.
I know you guys are talking about it. Owen was talking, getting big on it probably beginning of the year before they turned up the heat on you guys.
No, I never made a big thing out of that. Owen, I remember vaguely, wanted to have a party out at the lake or something back during lockdowns a couple years ago. And I'm not against that. I'm just not really doing big events just because that's not our strategy. And they can also try to infiltrate those, but I appreciate your call. Now, nothing against Owen doing that. It's just that I'm not big into the Patriot Fest type deals. I'm not against them. It's just not what we're doing here. We're getting strategic information out to the public, talking points to counter the globalist and for people to understand their larger narrative and operation. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Lisa in Florida. Lisa, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, welcome, Lisa.
Hi. I wanted to talk about the Reset Wars and also talk about afterwards some of the product plugins.
Absolutely. Please give us your view.
The Reset Wars is a great course. I took a similar course a couple of years before COVID started, and it was a longer course, and it was the same stuff, except it was, you know, I wanted to point out that it's really important with this material to repeat it frequently, because when you, it's about your subconscious mind and how it really imprints in your subconscious, and it's like everything that happens to you. It's like when something goes in your subconscious mind, you don't realize how it's imprinting on your life.
You know, that is so beautifully said, and I didn't go plagiarize this. I didn't go reverse engineer somebody else's course. A lot of what you're going to see is going to be out there with other thinkers and folks that are dialed in, because it's the truth. And then it's also in CIA documents how they're using the same technology, but to keep people in this artificial construct. And so absolutely, look, the things I know in the course, I implement 10% of it, and it's changed the world. I'm trying to be not under their control. I'm trying to not be under their construct. And just being aware is powerful, but it's a process, because we're not God. We're not Jesus. We're not perfect. In fact, we're absolute, you know, fools. But being aware of that allows us on the journey to really get out of the globalist control and then help others. And so that's why we made Reset Wars. It's really powerful info, but you get out of it what you put into it. And I agree, it's something you got to watch, you got to take notes, you got to really focus on it to deprogram yourself, and then literally God's real will help come in and deprogram you. But the Holy Spirit isn't like Satan's spirit that pushes its way in. It's very, very gentle, and it's like gently, gently catchy monkey. You got to really try to get it into you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, I put it in my car. I listen to it when I'm in the kitchen. It's just really important that when you're in that state of mind, when you're in it, sort of like the trance-like state, it's just seeping in. It's sort of like the globalists do when they have you in that trance state, when you're watching TV or you're in that sort of state of mind where you're not really, or when you're driving your car. It's just sort of going in there in a gentle way, and you just keep listening to it. And the next thing you know, you just feel your life changing, and in ways you probably wouldn't imagine. It's just, sometimes it's like yo-yo dieting, like the thermostat in your home, where you might, it's set and you may not realize where that's set. And so you can lose weight, but then you gain it back. And I hear a lot of people think they don't really know why. And it's because you have that imprint in your brain. Until you change your lifestyle, and until you get that change in your subconscious mind, it will, you know, keep coming back in a way. So
you are saying that so well. And again, just like the advice I give, when I'm pointing one finger at you, three more back at me, this is so real and it's so powerful to get into that expanded consciousness state, to open up to God's creation, a larger universe, and then it will slowly start blocking out what the globalists are doing, and then that energy force will push back on you as well. I found, you know, it's not just our independence. There's outside bad forces that are going to push in when you try to get rid of it. So it's going to be a battle, but overall, you're going to get stronger in the process. Thank you, Lisa, for your support. God bless you for your testimony. And right now, Reset Wars is 50% off at ResetWars.com. I want you to get it. They've been trying to censor it. They've been trying to block it. It really is powerful information. ResetWars.com, 50% off. Thank you so much.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore.
Most of it, the ocean, is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, use it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Tom Renz joins us, and I appreciate him coming on short notice. I saw that he was on American Journal with Harrison Smith this morning, and he was the first person a long time ago, this last 2 years, he can give you the actual dates, to come out and point out Project Solace. Not Solace or Salas, Solace or however you say it, the big Pentagon AI program that is gathering all the data and is even better than VAERS and shows massive upticks in heart attacks, cancers, heart swelling, you name it. And we see similar numbers out of Europe, out of Australia, out of New Zealand, out of the UK, out of Canada, of 300% increases in heart attacks and 1,000% increases in neurological disorders and, you know, so much more. And some numbers vary. Some are worse. Those are conservative numbers I just put out. So he just spoke at the U.S. Senator's big event where they were laying all of this out. We played some of the clips a few days ago. But there have been some new developments there, so I appreciate him coming on to lay this out for us. Tom, thank you so much. Please give us the 35,000-foot view on Project Solace study, 5.6 million vaccinated Medicare beneficiaries, warning mRNA vaccine effectiveness raises questions. Mapped Medicare data helps U.S. military deliver pandemic support. I mean, these are mainstream news articles about this real Pentagon program. And now I'm told, because I saw you talking about it, that they're doing some damage control and trying to fudge the numbers. So tell us what's happening.
Right. So we've got multiple things happening here, Alex, and it's really easy to get them mixed up. So I'm going to try and hit you from a few different directions. So Project Salus is the program that they're using in conjunction with the CDC and that crew to monitor the data, danger and injury from all the vaccines. Now, what we just got and what we were talking about, we brought that up and we talked about that, and that showed 71% of new cases are in fully vaxxed and 60% of new hospitalizations are in fully vaxxed. So, yeah, that came out about the time that Anthony Fauci was running around telling us all that it's a crisis of the unvaxxed are, filling up our hospitals. Well, now we get another set of whistleblowers from the military. And they're using a database called DMED, and that's the Defense Medical Epidemiology Database. So this is the premier database in the world for analyzing what's going on with health trends and epidemiology. And it focuses on our soldiers. So all the data that's in there comes through a system called DMSS, which is the Defense Medical Surveillance System. And that's the medical records, the electronic medical records for all our soldiers. And DMED is there. And we pay millions of dollars per year for a whole bunch of people to sit and watch DMED and to watch for injuries and to watch for trends and to make sure that it's good, strong, solid data and that it's real good. So we had some whistleblowers from the military that had the courage, and here it is. I'm so glad we got these graphs to you. This graph that you guys got on the screen right now is from DMED. And what you'll see is the years there are 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, and then 2021. And what those numbers are is it's the total count of ICD codes for each year. ICD codes being the injuries or, you know, the things that are put into the computer, things that are issues with soldiers, right? So on a normal year, you have roughly 2 million per year with our soldiers. In 2021, and I want to point out, you see the downtick in 2020, not an uptick. The COVID year, 2020, there's a downtick, right? Probably because everybody's locked in their house. 2021, you see a jump by a factor of 1,000% over average, right? So what happened? What's different? Well, that's the year the vaccines were given.
And by the way, Tom, you've got all the science, the same numbers in Europe, everywhere, showing what these Pentagon numbers are showing. But what's incredible is I anecdotally had a bunch of family die. I knew a bunch of people that took the shot that died. My dad almost got killed. Dr. Malone explains that this created mutations that actually did it. But the point is, all over the world, when they start the injections, the illnesses and deaths explode.
Absolutely. And this shows that our Defense Department knew it, Fauci and crew knew it, and they continue pushing this. They continue shoving it out there and continue trying to force our soldiers to be injured and or killed. This is sick. This is sick on a level that's mind-blowing. So we have all this stuff. It's all going to be on Rems-Law as soon as I can get it up there. We're going to be submitting it to the courts under penalty of perjury. So our whistleblowers are standing behind this data. And Alex, this is the incredible part, right? So this, oh, by the way, this is neurological issues. You see the neurological diseases? So 80,000, 80,000, 80,000. Then in 2021, we jump up to 863,000, right? It's over 1,000% of average or 963% over average. It is mind-blowing how high this is jumping. This is unbelievable, these numbers. And there's nothing different but the vaccine. That's it. And it's just like we've seen everywhere in the world. So these guys were covering this up and they were hiding it. Well, guess what happened, Alex? We go and we make this public, and it's blowing up all over the internet. So, you know, the fact checkers have to come up with something because, you know, they're bought and paid for by Big Pharma. So they've got to come up with some sort of an excuse somewhere. So they go to the DOD, who I've got three different whistleblowers telling me in the last few days how panicked the DOD is over this because the truth is coming out. And it shows that they're aware that they're killing our soldiers. The DOD comes out and says, well, we made a mistake for the last 5 years. Now, let me explain that to you. Now, they could have said, well, we made a mistake in 2021, but that wouldn't have worked well because they want to keep forcing our soldiers to get this. And so they know that the new baseline for injuries is going to be way high. So now what's going to happen is they had to go back, and they're saying that the premier military database, you know, watching our soldiers' health, was wrong. We pay millions of dollars a year for this database. It was wrong for 5 years, and they didn't notice until I blew the whistle with a sitting senator. Then all of a sudden, oh my gosh, we found a mistake. By the way, that mistake was magically remedied at the end of 2020, even though they didn't know there was a mistake, and fixed in 2021. We're supposed to believe that these guys didn't notice this mistake, even though we have teams of people whose job it is to watch us. We're supposed to believe they didn't notice it until I blew the whistle. But even though they hadn't noticed it, somehow it magically got fixed.
We've also seen that graph that we'll have next segment where it shows 100 countries in the world off John Hopkins UN numbers that right when the first shot is given, illnesses explode. And then right when the second shot, it goes up even more, and then triple shots. And then Israel, most vaccinated, highest rates of hospitalization, death. And it just goes down the line. The more injections, the more death, and they call it COVID. And then they lie and say, oh, 90%+ of people in the hospital are unvaccinated. And you look the numbers up, it's not even true. It's incredible.
But this demonstrates it all. This is the best information out there. The best. There is no question what's happening. And, you know, the next step is along with submitting this in the courts and everywhere else, we're going to be sending this information to the leaders of the House and the Senate, and we're going to be asking them, hey, are you guys going to hold these people accountable? Are you going to do something with this? Are you going to stand with the soldiers and the American people, or are you going to continue to be bought out by special interest, Big Pharma, and the billionaire crowd? Now, we've got all sorts of information. And I plan on asking our House and Senate leadership, hey, how much stock do you have in Big Pharma? How much do you own? By the way, how many, your mutual funds, BlackRock, all these guys, how much do they own? Because, you know, having a straw man own it for you doesn't make it any better. So I want to know how much money these guys are making off of it. Now, I'm telling you, I'm going to ask. It's coming. I'm going to be asking this. So my advice to you elected officials, sell your stock. And get on board here, because it's time for you guys to come clean.
Absolutely. This house of cards is coming down. I don't just say that to be positive and hope it. It really is. I wonder what the hell they're thinking. Even Melinda Gates is running away right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
No matter if supply lines are down,
product deliveries are slow and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can see the statistics. I mean, you can watch people around you die if they take a shot. Got a U.S. senator, Democrat. Got the article right here. Took the shot, had a massive stroke, fighting for his life. And here's some of the numbers from John Hopkins and UN numbers all over the world. This is already 8 months old. Everywhere, after you take the shot and then they have the boosters, it just explodes. Hospitalizations, deaths, you name it. Tom Renz is one of the most important lawyers out there fighting this tyranny and just doing a great job breaking this down to members of the Senate and the House at these important committee meetings, and we just cannot thank him enough for what he's doing. And he's not BSing you. He's going out the facts that the House of Cards is coming down very, very quickly. Well, 2 weeks ago, we had the head of the UN vaccine program say, don't give it to children, and it can cause heart attacks. So they're all trying to cover their ass right now, aren't they? Quietly coming out, okay, we're going to put on the insert that was blank before, it can kill you. Hey, don't give it to kids. But then the big companies And the corporate media that's bought off, they just keep pushing, saying, it's wonderful. There's no side effects. It works perfectly. It totally protects you, destroying all of their credibility. How are they going to extricate themselves from this? And what do you predict coming next?
Well, I got to tell you, Alex, so I don't think there's a good, I don't think they have an exit plan. That's part of the reason there's so much panic. They were hoping this would quietly go away. But now with this, I mean, we're going after justice, right? All right, I'm a justice guy. You know, you were. Let me tell you what they're doing. So you saw right before the break, your guys showed a couple of those graphs, and you saw things that looked like the same, you know, same graph, but the numbers were different. Well, that's because once we went public with this, and they said that, oh, we just made that mistake, they went in and started doctoring the database and changing all the numbers. And they're trying to argue that for 5 years in this premier database, they were off by 1,000+% in some cases. 1,000! So, I mean, listen, this isn't like we made an oops. They're claiming that the premier database in the world that we spend millions of dollars on was off by 1,000+%. It's incredible, and it's just stupid.
They're trying to cover their tracks, but everybody knows. I've talked to so many veterans and current military that have been made to take it. It's wrecked their lives.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, and listen, I mean, it's no wonder, right? For these guys, they're going to say, well, you know, it's better for us to show it as a glitch or being a little bit off. And, you know, maybe we wasted some money, but that's better than us going to jail for killing our soldiers. I mean, listen, Alex, if I point a gun at you and I shoot you in the shoulder and you die, and I say, well, I wasn't trying to murder you, I shot you in the shoulder, I'm still guilty of murder, right? If I do something that with reckless indifference towards your life and you die, that's murder. If these guys know, which they do, that these shots have a high and a real likelihood of injury or death, they cover it up and force people to get it. What is that? What is that? What has Anthony Fauci done? What are they doing to our soldiers? And, you know, their fear is what's going to happen because, you know, realistically, as the American people wake up, they're going to demand justice. And what's justice going to be? I mean, you know, everybody talks about Nuremberg 2.0. I don't know what else we could have. This is a global attack on humanity.
I agree. Let me add this. All the PolitiFaction people said it's a lie that maths don't work. Now it's proven it's a lie. They're the ones lying. They're all doubling down, defending and trying to cover this up. But it's not just the Pentagon AI database or the other Pentagon database you just mentioned. I've looked at the documents. You're dead on. Obviously, you're the one that put them out and got it from whistleblowers. Great job. But it mirrors the numbers out of Europe and the UK and New Zealand and Australia and Canada. They're getting similar 1,000% neurological increases, 300, 400, 500% heart attack, myocarditis, 3,000% increases in blood clots. And that's just who they're catching. 64% in multiple studies getting with D-dimer tests that they're having blood clots after. I mean, this is real. I've got 4 or 5 articles of people collapsing with heart attacks after the shots in sports just today. We can't even cover it all.
Oh, well, and Alex, I'm going to tell you, one of the real secrets that nobody's talking about is that we've got, remember, we've been talking about whistleblower data for months. We've had lots of whistleblowers, both on, now we've got in the military side, and this data is incredible. It's next level. These guys are heroes. I mean, absolute heroes. By the way, I want to make a public statement. If you screw with my whistleblowers, if you corrupt monsters screw with my whistleblowers, I will see you in court. I don't care who you are or what you're doing. You screw with them, I got their back, and I got a whole team of attorneys now that have this data. We have backup on backup on backup. You can, it doesn't matter what you do, we will protect these whistleblowers. These are American heroes. So, you know, you're right, though. Everywhere we look, there's more and more evidence, and everything we see. How many times did these guys have to keep lying and lying and lying before people wake up? And, you know, here's the thing. You look at my guys, Peter McCullough, Robert Malone, Cole, all these guys. These guys are heroes. They're out there fighting. But look what's happened. Their reputations attacked. They're maligned in the media. They're not, you know, they're not only not making money, they're losing money. You know, none of us are making money on this.
So we're all being targeted and attacked. Dr. Peter McCullough, by the way, is going to be in studio tomorrow to respond to the lies about his Joe Rogan interview by the corporate media and go point by point tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. He'll be with us for 2 hours at the start of the show if he can get here with all the ice and the rest of it. But he says he's still coming down. But let's talk about that. Again, We know they're trying to suppress the truth about this and trying to suppress the illnesses and the problems, but it's coming out everywhere. So as you said, they don't have an exit plan. You're a smart guy. You predicted a lot of this, you know, what would unfold. What do you see happening next then?
Well, you know, right now, my next step is to ask our elected officials where they're going to stand. And, you know, they're either going to stand with the corrupt bureaucrats, the billionaire crowd, and the drug company and special interests, or they're going to stand with the American people this election year. And, you know, I want to know that answer. Once we see that answer, it'll be interesting. I wouldn't be surprised to see these people thrown under the bus because that's where they belong. Now, the question is, how many people can we make accountable and how far can we get with justice? My intent is to bring as many bad guys down as I can. But we will be pushing for accountability and justice in this. And I'm going to tell you, there's nothing they can do. We've got this data in so many places and with so many people. They can't stop this. And Alex, here's me telling your viewers, guys, if you're not trying to get more people to watch Alex's show, you're not doing your job. Everybody says, what can I do to help? Well, you can share this information and get it out there. Okay. You know, for me, you can pray, you can go to Rens-Law, we've got to give, send, go, I need some help there, please. You know, but you can share Alex Jones's show. Alex has been talking about this. But for people like Alex, but for the alternative media that tells the truth, none of this is out there. Alex, you're a damn hero in this country for being willing to have the courage to speak out. So, you know, one of the next steps is to make sure every American in this country hears this, is aware of it, and it's time to wake up. You know, Klaus Schwab wants a great reset. I agree. We need a great reset. But the great reset we need is one that takes us back to freedom, takes us back to our Constitution, wakes people up, makes them realize that they have to stand for our nation, stand for our country, and standing for freedom means fighting for freedom. You don't roll over when someone tells you you got to wear a mask. You don't roll over when they lock you in your house for 14 days. And you sure as hell don't roll over when they say we're going to inject an experimental jab into your children so you can watch them die over the next 20 years.
Beautifully said. Do 5 more minutes with us, my friend, ahead of this NBA player who's fighting all this, joining us as well. But Tom Renz is our guest. Renz-Law, RenzLaw.com. He's out there, probably the most prominent lawyer, getting stuff done, filing suits, getting in front of legislatures, getting in front of committees, just kicking ass. He's all over the place, and like Superman. And it's true. I mean, he's saying, I'm a hero. You know, look, we're all just trying to survive here. We're smart enough to know we're under attack, scientific covert attack, a new type of warfare by the corporations that got mad at Trump and populism, and they launched all this to try to take over. And I think, like most tyrants in history that overcalculate and overplay their hand, this is going to bring them down. But I cannot express enough what he just said. This is a damn war. Yeah, we got lots of videos that get a million views every day. That ain't enough, folks. We need to reach everybody. So I'm not mad at you. I'm saying we're in this together. If we're going to get out of this, you got to get aggressive with the Bandai video videos. And they try to block you sharing that link. So it's futurenews.news. And you got to get it out on your email list, your text message by hand. Take clips of it. Put it up everywhere else. This is an information war. Their whole attack is about blocking us, about blocking you. They will not succeed if the signal gets out. And out of all the amazing signals, InfoWars is right there at the tip of the spear because we have this giant audience of you. Freedom is powered by you. You're the reason InfoWars is so powerful. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
for only 72